You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, as we were just discussing with Wayne and Irina, whatever happens with the remainder of lockdown, there is going to be economic carnage, and it's going to take years for people to mend financially. So what can you do to ensure that your financial health, your investments have the best chance of recovery? Warren Ingram, co-founder of Galileo Capital, has opined about this recently in Business Day. Warren, with interest rates as low as they are, I think the obvious answer is that one should now be increasing one's allocation to equities because money markets are just not that attractive at the moment.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I think, historically, when interest rates go low, it's a very positive sign and a very healthy environment for the stock market and the broader property market because, suddenly the cost of money gets less. Companies feel more inclined to access the debt market when they can access the debt market, of course. And they get to use that capital, which is costing them much less, in a way that helps them grow their business. So I think that you've got a few dynamics. There are fund managers out there sitting on relatively high piles of cash, which they were doing before the whole pandemic, just simply because of normal economic concerns. We tend to forget that our economy was rather insipid and fractured already, and the sledgehammer of lockdown has brought it to its knees. But that does create the opportunity for fund managers on the one side to deploy that cash into the market, and then companies themselves to potentially buy out company or competitors that are failing, or use their capital to gain market share. So I think there is an opportunity in the equity market, and when your other opportunities are so insipid, it creates an environment for equities and I think particularly for investors to remember the JSE is not really a price on the South African economy. The top sort of 40 shares, most of them are generally functioning outside of South Africa and earn a huge proportion of their money in other countries right across the world, not just in our economy, which, as you say, is really going to struggle.
Absolutely. And those economies, if you think Germany, the US and elsewhere, are said to really benefit from the massive amounts of stimulus that have been pumped into those economies. When we look at property, and you mentioned property earlier, it's an interesting one. A lot of people have been pointing to the sector as being guilty of too much financial engineering, too much debt, the loan to values rising way ahead of themselves. And if you look at the listed property index, down around 40% this year, as an asset class, it used to sit sort of as a hybrid between bonds and equities. But looks like COVID has sort of dispelled this theory. Or is the market just mispricing the property asset class right now?
Oh, you see, Michael, you're showing your listed bias here. When I talk about property, I'm also, thinking about the residential market, which has been, hammered over a long and much longer period of time. And one of the things that worked against the residential market was that the very high interest rates, which made it unaffordable for people who were earning a decent salary to get to the point of being able to afford to buy their first property for themselves. And anecdotally, from my perspective, people who are earning a decent salary still in this time are suddenly finding themselves in a position where their rent is potentially higher than the costs of a mortgage plus the rates and taxes.
So I think a physical property as an asset that one invests in over time, even if it's a residential property, makes a lot of sense. There are obviously lots of costs that come with owning property, but I think as you say, and to your point, the cost and the affordability has come down thanks to interest rates at multi-decade lows. Now, what about the impact that work from home or live at work, whichever way you want to frame it, is having on our personal balance sheets? We're obviously not spending as much as we were on petrol. But on the other side, I'm finding I'm spending a whole lot more on things like keeping the house warm and my home data bills and that kind of thing.
You're right. And for listening to my staff, food costs have gone up because they're snacking a lot more as well. So I think that's fair. But for the bulk of let's say, middle to low income salary earners, transport to and from work represented a huge proportion of their costs. And so, yes, you know, heating costs might have gone up, data costs might be a bit higher, but I would suggest that that's probably only going to be half of their normal monthly transport costs. So what you're finding is that, companies that have created an environment for people to work from home are in effect giving their staff higher disposable income. It's almost like a raise without tax.
With that now? So you've got, let's say you've got 20% more net after all of this, and we've got interest rates at record lows. Probably the best time now to start getting rid of all of that debt.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I think start with your most expensive debt, which is not the one that costs you the most amount of rand every month. It's the one that costs you the most amount of interest. And so if you've got things like overdrafts, personal loans, credit card debt, now is the time to absolutely smash that, and then your car payments and then your mortgage, because when interest rates are low, you're spending more of your debt repayments on reducing capital, which has a massive impact on shortening the life of your debt. And when life is so uncertain and careers are so uncertain, getting yourself to the position of either being debt free or reducing your debt massively will take a huge pressure off you and give you more cash flow in the future to save it, which is really the key. But for now, to me, the easiest answer is you have to get rid of your debt. You have to get to the point of being debt-free, then build up your emergency fund, then start saving again, and please direct that mostly to the stock market, because that's where you'll get the growth over the next decade.
Bottom line, Warren Ingram, co-founder of Galileo Capital.